everyone. I apologize again for the technical problems we're having. We keep losing broadcasting, and we'll continue to keep coming back if you lose us. So don't panic. Just take a little break, and we'll keep on going until the end of the show, 3 o'clock. We have plenty of callers, so... Hello, caller.
Hi.
Hi. Is this... what's your first name?
Cindy.
Cindy. What part of the world, Cindy?
West Virginia.
West Virginia. Good. Thank you for calling the show. Tony, the caller that I got cut off from, this is Cindy, right?
Right.
Okay, Cindy, I just want to tell Tony that I hope he gets through, and I have an ability where I can take your reading. Not too many psychics can do this. I developed it myself. I can take your reading and put it to the side consciously, and when I get reconnected to Tony, I can jump right into your reading, Tony. So if you do get through, I'm ready to read you. Okay, Cindy, I was just talking to Tony because I was cut off from her and was just starting her reading. So I'm going to jump into your reading, Cindy, okay?
Okay.
Okay, let's see what we got. Cindy, Cindy, was there just a recent passing, or is somebody passing that you know of, or?
My friend of mine's mother just died.
Oh, okay. And it affected the family and you? And...
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay. It must have been a close friend because...
Yes, she is.
Yeah, it's like a message that I'm with the other family members. I'm with the other family. He must have knew family members that crossed already.
Right.
I don't know if it was grandparents or uncles, but he's just letting me know that everything's okay and he's with the rest of your family members that are over there. He's with them now. So, okay, I just wanted to get that out to you. Let's see. I don't do much mediumship on air because I only get like 10 minutes with somebody. And,
right.
But when they come through and I relay it. And it's always a blessing. I'm just, I'm just getting the effects of the passing on the family. And, now, is somebody ill or needs surgery also? Or?
Yes.
Did that make sense to you?
My son's having oral surgery in the morning.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. I'm hearing everything will go well with that. Seems like he's sending me the imagery. I'm used to it coming from guides, and he keeps telling me the surgery will be okay. It'll correct the problem or the condition, or it's going to do what it's supposed to do. Everything's going to be all right there. Let's see. I'm getting a feeling of. A better hand. I feel like there's a relationship changing too. Is this your relationship? Is there one coming or going? Or
in the middle?
Do you have a better half that just came in, or one that left? And
one that just came in a couple months ago.
Okay. So you're in one that started like a month ago.
A couple months ago, yeah. A
couple of months ago. Okay. Does he have to go somewhere? Or?
I hope not.
I mean, on duty or work?
No.
Or
no.
I'm not sure what this is. I think it's with his it's his work. I'm being pulled to. I feel like I'm being pulled to his job, his career. So. And I am getting the relationship. It's being new, and there was a change for you, and him coming into your life, and it getting better. And I'm hearing a good man, kind heart, got a very kind heart, good man. I'm hearing over
good
and
man.
Over. It's going to work for you. There's a lot of love there, a lot of connections and affections and love. And go over and over and over. He is a good man. And I do feel like he has to accomplish some things yet. I don't know if it's school or work or career, but he's got a few things he might have to do, and some of it might require him to travel or go away for a while. I don't know if it's school or military or career, but there may be a little bit of that, so be prepared for that. The relationship is going to increase and get better. They just keep saying that over and over. Everything looks good there. That's all I'm going to be able to get on you, Cindy, I think. I think I'll leave you with that. I hope it helped or connected to what you were wondering about anyway.
Okay,
unless
thank you.
You have a question that wasn't touched on, I can...
Well, the only question I have is I have a law, something there's a law case I've been waiting on for months to come up, and I'm just wondering, is it ever going to happen?
You were waiting for some money to come in that's supposed to come in?
Well, that was a lawsuit that affects my job.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, and you were wondering how close you were to...
Right, because it was supposed to happen back in August, and it was rescheduled for November, and it's been rescheduled again.
Yeah, interesting.
This is my livelihood.
I went right to the family and the passing and your relationship and your son's surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Very little of that money. Hang on a second. There's changes for your better half, I know. It's going to be beneficial financially, which is going to be a good thing. It doesn't mean that there's not going to be nothing happening with it. It's just that they're giving me what they want to give me at the time.
Right.
Hang on one second. Are you working now or...
Very little.
You're on like a disability type thing going on there?
Well, no. It's a license and an issue. Without this license, I can't work.
Okay. Come on. There's, so you were a businesswoman?
Right.
You said yes?
Yes.
Okay. Because that's what I'm hearing, a businesswoman. Now, there's going to be another female involved here for some reason. Did you have a partner or work for another businesswoman?
Yeah, no. No, this is an individual business.
Okay. And does another female make sense? Is there a connection to be open to another female with ideas on money and business.
Okay.
I'll try to make that simple for you. Between now and the end of February, be alert and open to another woman that's into business or has ideas, and pay attention to what she's saying, because I believe she's going to be helpful financially for you. And as far as unless she's an attorney, do you have an attorney that's a female?
No, he's male. He's not much of an attorney either.
Interesting.
That's been most of the issue.
I'm wondering about the other side's attorney. She's a female.
No, it's a male.
It's a male too, huh? Okay. for some reason I'm getting a female stepping in here and being connected to your finances increasing. But I'm just going to leave you with that for some reason. I'll just leave you with that. Be open to a female that's connected to business helping you increase your finances. And in the meantime, I'm getting hints of back and forth business-wise and negotiations, but it's at the very end of February, so there may be more coming to you at that time. That's why maybe I'm not getting any more information on it. As far as courts or things, settlements, I am getting some business stuff going on, though, but more so towards at the end of February. So I'll leave you with that, and good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Okay, Cindy, take care and have a good day. Thank you for calling. Tell your friends about us.
Sure will. Thank you.
All righty. Thank you. Okay, folks, if you'd like to know more about me, if you're not sure who I am or you never heard me before, you can check me out at www.michaelgoger.com. I got a message board there and a few other things you'd be interested in looking at. And I am available for private sessions. If you'd like a private reading, just call me at michaelg@michaelgoger.com. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hi. This is Tony. We got cut off before.
Tony, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. You got through. I'm glad.
Yeah.
Okay. I knew you would. That's why I said what I said.
Mhm.
Okay. How do you hear me? Okay. You're a little low, but how am I?
You're a little low too, but I can hear you.
Okay. Maybe I can get the mic a little bit closer. How's that?
That's fine.
Okay, Tony. When I was connecting to you, I was being pulled to your energy. It was a very perky, energized. I'm feeling balanced with you. I'm feeling excited about a few things, and there's some stuff spiritually going on. Almost like you're knowledgeable in metaphysics, or you're meditating, or you're into Reiki, but there's a definite metaphysical.
Definitely.
Energy and connection for you, too.
Definitely.
You know?
I'm getting more and more into the meditation and pretty much awakening, I guess.
I'm being shown that, and it's working, and you're doing well with it.
Oh, good.
Continue with it, and it's beneficial for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's also manifesting positive experiences for you.
Oh, good.
And it will continue to, and this is what I'm hearing to tell you. I want to go to career and job or work.
Right. That was one of the questions I had was let go from a job, and I was just wondering maybe if you saw anything coming up or...
I do. You're surrounded with it. I was just going to say, I feel like I'm in transition and I'm just going to start a new job. I was going to ask you if there was something going on there.
Right, right. Well, I'm in between, and I'm trying really hard. I have, I have three children, and it's tough getting back into the workforce. And
very difficult.
Yeah.
Very difficult. How long you been out of the...
On and off, about 8 years. Totally gone, but then on and off, here and there.
Okay. Do you have anything, have you been applying or trying, I'm getting something new, but it doesn't necessarily have to be a job. I don't know if you're writing or you're an artist or a businesswoman on the side, anything going on like that?
No, not really. I do a lot, with the Cub Scouts and stuff like that. Maybe that's what you're seeing. And
okay. Is there a better half in the work world?
Yes.
Okay. I could be picking up on him. Is he up for promotions or going up? I feel like there's a going up the ladder here. Now, it could be a raise or a promotion or something with him, too. So
right.
Keep that in mind.
Yes, he is due for a raise. Okay. I'm in a group for one.
But I'm hearing some type of, like, it's a new venture. I don't... This is something like just starting or something that wants to start. So keep that in mind.
Okay.
And this is a fantastic time between now and the end of February to look for something new or to start something new. Keep that in mind, too.
Yes.
Okay, so if you have some ideas or some plans,
mm-hmm.
this would be the time to initiate them or work on them.
Right.
And because I'm feeling barriers get dropping for you, and I'm being shown doors opening, and I'm also getting interviews and testing also, like almost like job interviews or applying for things going your way also.
Oh, that's great.
Okay,
that's
so... there's some type of an event coming up that's going to be special, a celebration or an event. I don't know if it's a birthday anniversary or a wedding, but between now and the end of February, if something does come up or you get invited somewhere, go to it, because I feel like it's going to be not only entertaining, but healing and fun and special. So do go to it.
Okay. I'm wondering if you can, are you connecting, if there's anyone coming through? My parents have passed away. I was just wondering if you see anything around me. Or
who passed?
My mom and my dad.
Parents passed?
Relatively close.
Okay. Let me just keep flowing and we'll see
mm-hmm.
what comes out. They're usually in the reading, but... okay, let me just flow. Okay, teacher. Were you trained to be a teacher, or you want to go to school, or?
That was another option I had. If I couldn't get another job, going back to school and maybe going in for something.
Okay, and is it art or music or?
Definitely music.
You're into some kind of art. It's music, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I can't hear you. I think you're saying yes, so...
Yes, music.
Okay, there's a lot of talent there. You can do a lot with it. I don't know if you play it or write it or do it, but you can... It's a good... It would be where my focus would be. That's where I want to put my focus, especially in education.
Okay.
And, it's in the soul, too.
Mm-hmm.
You belong there. And I feel like you might have came in for that, too. So it would be a good way to express yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And to spend the rest of your life. I feel like you're going to head there anyway. So be prepared.
Oh.
And you may find yourself either going to school or eventually even teaching it or doing something with it as a living. So...
Mm-hmm.
I'm being pulled spiritually with you. It's not just a matter of dabbling. I actually feel like in my soul and mind and heart, I'm being pulled to meditation and metaphysics. And,
right.
And there's a reason for this. I don't know if it's you just yet or the ones on the other side that are pulling you, but there is a pull. I can feel it myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I would expect that to expand and increase. So,
well, I'm doing much meditation. I love the way it feels, and it's pulling me. I want to know more and more. So,
yeah. I'm feeling the pull, and there's a spiritual reason for this. And it's your time, and you are awakening, and your awareness and perception and consciousness is increasing.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of activity there. Is there a move going on too? Somebody's moving or getting their first house, or does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
Putting down of roots. I feel roots growing and something becoming permanent. Did you just move into your home or?
No, I've been here for about 4 years now.
Hmm. Is anybody relocating? Is children or anything that would be affecting you somehow? It might come to you later. But between now and the end of February, I mean, it could be a friend or a neighbor too. Somebody's got to getting their first home or relocating, or this is permanent. Like I'm getting roots growing. This roots growing, and then,
I do know someone who is in the process of moving, or it's right now where they're stuck. You know, they're not. They're looking for a place, but their house has already been sold. So.
Oh, I see. And are you close to them? Are you working with them to help?
Yeah.
Okay, that's going to work out, I'm hearing.
So that's good.
It's going to work out for them, and they'll be secure. I keep hearing tell them they'll be secure.
Oh, that's great.
They'll find a place, and it'll be secure, and they're going to be happy with it, too.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have, like, almost like they want to stay there, so.
Right.
Yeah, and the help might come from you with the idea or the connection, so there's a reason I'm being given this and told to relay this. And then there's a celebration, even almost like a little gathering or a housewarming. That might even be the event that you wind up going to.
Right.
And with a lot of, it's just above and beyond. There's a lot of good things going on there.
Right.
Okay. It's like a special angel. Something that you, different type of prayer, an angel, like you have a special angel that you pray to, or a medallion, or?
I've been trying to myself connect with my own spirit guides, and I'm having a sort of a block, and, you know, there's a certain prayer that I say. And, you know, just what I want to do is I want to have their names so I can feel more connected, which I can't myself do.
So I'm hearing this prayer, this special prayer I'm hearing. And then you just said that yourself, a special prayer.
Mm-hmm.
It's being heard and it's getting through.
Okay.
So her special prayer is working.
Right.
I just lost something. I wanted to say it, and I lost it. Come on. I do know the meditation. I'm hearing that again. To continue to pray and meditate the way you are. It's being noted, and it's being heard. Oh, a chain or a medallion. Do you have something that belonged to your parents, your mom and dad? It was like a chain or a medallion?
I have my mom's rosary.
Oh,
which I
keep. You got your mom's rosaries?
Yes.
Okay. Would she use that to get through? She says, show her this and she'll know.
Yes, she would.
Okay, because she's in the... it looked like a chain and there was a medallion hanging on it. Okay, rosary, that's what it is.
Yes.
Yeah, and she just said, here, show with this, because she knows I got to go and I'm in a hurry.
Right.
And she said, here, show with this real quick, and she'll know we got through.
Right.
Very nice. And she's also hearing your prayers.
Okay.
And they're being noted. You're doing fine, and you're going to continue to expand. I'm hearing
that's wonderful. You made me feel so much better.
Okay, Tony, thank you.
Thank you so much, Michael.
I got three numbers. I have 17 and 4 and 11 for you. And tell your friends about it.
I will. Thank you so much.
Okay, Tony, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, everybody, I'd like to probably got another caller. And everybody's saying, how can he talk so much? I know my wife does. She wonders... if it'll ever stop. I like to tell everybody about having their own radio show. If you ever thought about having your own show or would like to try it, the prices are reasonable. You can have a one-hour show once a month or an hour show once a week. And you can also split the cost with a co-host. And If you'd like to know more or get the prices or for more info, just email Don at don@bbsradio.com, and he will follow through on it. If you mention my name, I will help you with the startup and appear on your show and share my audience and get you up and running. So you have a win-win thing. Hi, caller. How you doing?
Oh, Michael, I know God's listening to my prayers to allow me to get through.
Hi.
This is Chris.
Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Okay. I'm glad you got through. I always said whoever gets through is meant to get through.
I know. I could hear your words as I was dialing.
Good. I like I said before, I feel like coming through the phone here that whoever gets through is meant to get through, even if they get through 3 weeks in a row. I mean, it was meant to be.
Yeah.
Chris, I can't help but feel having this drama, and it's, I feel like it's with a young male.
Yes.
And it's weighing heavy on my... on my system. It's
yes.
I want to say somebody, one of them did something they shouldn't have done, or it got worse, or
yes.
Okay. Hang on for a second. Sorry, my neck bothered me and my stomach. Did they try to do something to hurt themselves?
I'm concerned that that might happen.
Yeah, me too. Or threats of it, or talk of it.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you got to let this go. They have to go their own journey. I think in this case here, I think you're better off asking me what you were hoping I'd be pulled to, even though I'd be pulled to it. Would you like to just go right to a question and question me, or just get what comes through me, Chris?
I should just ask what comes through you.
Okay, it may not be what you want to hear.
I know.
But it's good to hear anyway. But I do know, overwhelmingly, you need to... are you still talking with somebody?
My counselor.
Counseling on the your own personal...
Yes.
Yeah, it's good, because I'm hearing, is there a way that can be increased or changed a little?
Yes, if I ask, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I just feel like it would, at this time, it would help you a lot.
Okay.
If you can get just a little bit more, or kind of change it in a way.
Okay.
Almost like it's kind of like stuck in a rut, or it's not keeping up with the changes that I'm experiencing.
Okay.
And maybe I can explore it or approach it in a different way. Well, just talk to the person and see what they think, Chris. And that there's definitely a need to begin your own life. I can't say this enough to you. And I do feel that you're going to become aware of this as you go into February and middle of February into February, that you're gonna see and realize and understand that you did everything you could and there's nothing left to do. The rest is up to them. And what I'm being shown is that you realize this and you come upon it. Consciously and in perception, there's a need for this, and you're headed in that direction. It's just a matter of time, and for now, you just got to go through what you're going through the best way you can until you come to this realization that you did everything that you could, and the rest is up to them. You can't make them drink the water. You can just bring them to it, and that's all you can do.
I know.
But they are surrounded with, I understand what you're feeling, and I understand what you're feeling. It's very deep and weighs heavily on my heart. I do feel, what I am feeling is that they're going to meet, and the two of them are so similar or close.
Yeah.
The dramas are so similar that what I do feel is that they're going to meet somebody in the system that can help them. Because I feel like there's an authority figure, and they're a professional, and they will come in contact with them and alter their destinies in a positive way. So the only thing is getting them to that and getting it started, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not there yet. He's coming. That's what I'm hearing. He's not there yet.
He's what? I'm sorry.
I'm hearing that he's not there yet, that he is coming.
Okay.
Okay, this is probably going to be a, probably a psychiatrist. Or a team of, psychiatry, medication, counseling. And this man will, I feel like he's going to get through to them. And it's probably either both of them or the one that's having the most problems.
Yeah.
He's going to get help from this man. So help is coming.
Thank God.
So give it, you're going to have to give it until the end of February, though, because I feel like it's soon, but I don't want to get your hopes up, because I know things run slowly in the real world with this type of thing. So by the end of February, middle of February, hopefully he'll be in the hands of somebody that can help him, probably using medicine.
Okay.
And probably counseling, but there's a lot of medication involved here. And as far as you, Chris, you got to throw yourself into your own thing.
Yeah, you're right.
You have to. If not, you're going to just stress out. You're going to stress out. And let's see. I'm getting phone calls and letters, so there's going to be mail. Can you communicate with them now?
Yeah, I just visited the younger one, and he's telling me he's going to get life, and he's only 23, and, I mean, he's done everything except rape and murder. I mean, he's done everything.
Okay,
and
now, is the other one having a hard time getting through, or there's been interference?
The other one is in another place, and he just sent me a letter, and I have to get forms filled out and send them in, and I am.
Okay, so you're on track with the, but this is what I'm getting, the mail is going to start coming through, and this is going to be a big help.
I was just worried about losing them to the other side.
Yeah. Physically?
No.
Physically, the journey isn't going to be easy, but I'm telling you, it's a healing for them, because if left unchecked, they might have went to the other side.
You're right.
They might have been murdered or OD'd or an accident or...
I'm looking at this like a blessing in a way.
Exactly. So once you get to the point where you can't make it better or change what's going on, you have to work with it and love it. And this is where you're at with this. Instead of... You should, in your prayers, let it be known that... thank you that they're in the right hands.
Yeah.
Even if it's painful right now.
I'm praying that the younger one hangs in there. I was even thinking of offering him help in the way of trying to come up with money, no matter how many years it takes to hire a good attorney. I don't know if I should make that statement to him.
Well, Lee legally, anything is worth exploring up to the point of, you know what I mean?
Just to give him hope. He's feeling hope, you know, very hopeless now.
Yeah, I understand. I wouldn't rule it out. I would investigate it. I mean, even if it costs, you know, just a couple of hundred, I'd talk to somebody, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but
I wouldn't say to him, look, I'm going to do this and it's going to work and we're going to get it done.
I was just going to tell him that I was going to work on it.
Yeah, check into it or something like that. But be prepared. And be prepared and just know that they're in the right hands because, like I said, if things continued the way it was going, it might be a different story.
Actually, I feel they're both safe now. I just want to offer the younger one hope in the way, you know, that I would, you know, try to come up with the funds to hire someone for him. I don't know how long it'll take me.
Right. I would do research first to see if, take it to the point of needing money first.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure you can get a half hour somewhere for free, and they'll tell you right there whether it's worth pursuing.
Yeah.
You know, and
I'm trying to start working. I'm trying to get my income in order. And
does one of them have a girlfriend, or both of them, or a wife? Or?
One of them does. Okay. The younger one.
Is she pregnant? Or?
You know, I don't know.
Interesting. For some reason, new baby thing going on here, but I'm not sure where. It's just. It may be connected to all of this, so.
Okay.
Maybe that'll be the thing that pulls them out, but it's a long shot, and there's a hint of it, so I don't want you sitting around waiting for it to happen. I'm just saying there's a hint of it. Also, there's going to be communications coming with good news, too. So I think as time goes on, you're going to see the phone calls and the mail getting a little more cheerful or a little more positive, I'm hearing.
Yeah.
All right, so that's going to be a plus, too. And do your best to begin your life, I'm hearing. That's what I'm hearing from Spirit. Tell her she's got to begin her life now.
Okay.
So keep that on your mind.
I will.
Okay, because if something happens to you, like I said, told you before, then there won't be nobody to help them. So you need to be healthy and happy and strong.
I'm working on it.
Begin your own life. Do something. You know what I found in life? When I'm helping somebody or doing something for somebody else.
Yeah. I promised I'm going to send you an email and I'm going to do it. I promise.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm just saying that it's a good way of taking your mind off of of pain.
But to talk to you more further about that group that I...
Okay. I'm always here. I hope I'll be around a long time and I want to get into a lot of different things, so... Thank you, Chris, for calling the show, and tell your friends about us.
I will, Michael, and thank you.
Okay, blessings to you, and good luck with everything.
Thank you, and you as well. Thank you.
Okay, Chris, begin your life, your life. Okay, everybody, if you'd like to get a call, if you'd like to get a reading, call me now. If you want more information about me, it's www.michaelgoger.com. I do private sessions for a very reasonable fee right now. I'm running a special, 75% off all private readings. You can get a half hour for $15. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good.
What's your first name?
Jed.
Ted?
Jed.
Jed.
Yeah.
Chad.
Yes.
Okay, Chad. How you doing? All right?
I'm doing good.
Great. What part of the world are you calling from?
North Carolina.
North Carolina. I get a lot of calls from South and North Carolina. And I'm pulled there for some reason. The ocean.
Yeah.
The ocean and the sand. Every time I see the North and South Carolina, I say, wow, it's beautiful. Okay. Okay, Chad, let's just jump into your reading. You're familiar with me reading, I imagine. You listen to the show or caught me in chat.
Yeah.
Okay. feel, boy, I feel like my back's to the wall. I feel like something's holding me back or getting in my way right now. And it's kind of aggravating me. Or I'm trying to work my way through something, or I don't know how to handle something. And it's a little frustrating. My hands are tied. My back's to the wall, I'm hearing. Hang on for a second. It's not permanent. It's only going to be temporary, I'm hearing. Temporarily, I'm hearing. Temporarily tied down. It's only temporary, tell him.
Okay.
Try not to burn yourself out with a certain situation. I'm not sure which way it's going yet, but try not to burn you out with it because the circumstances are going to change.
Okay.
And with that, the situation will change. All different types of reasons, but a lot of different things going on with this, and it's okay. Take a wait and see, I'm hearing. Sleep on something, and don't be afraid to wait a week or be willing to wait for something to happen or come through for you.
Okay.
Because it's coming. And try not to fight the current. Kind of like go with the flow, and what you want to do or accomplish, I feel like it will be coming to you soon.
Okay.
Probably within 30 days or like I said before, the circumstances will change. You're gonna get through it. You're gonna reach it. You're gonna get through it. You'll accomplish it. I want to go with relationship a little bit too, for some reason. I don't know if this is a friendship or a relationship at work or with another person. Also,
I got a fiance.
I'm feeling a relationship moving forward also. I don't know if this makes sense to you, or some things in the relationship being worked through. Or there's some conditions that she wants or you want, and you're going to compromise and reach an agreeable outcome between the two of you. That's also a possibility. So if there's some head button going on in a relationship, I feel like it will be that's also going to work out for you. I don't see it if it's delaying things or getting in the way of the relationship. I don't see it being permanent either. That's going to be worked through.
Okay.
There might have been a drain on money or finances too recently, or finances were getting in the way. Spread myself too thin, or too many people, kind of like them. Oh, what are you trying to say to me? Hang on. All right. You're moving past that though. That was only it was a little glitch or temporary.
Okay.
What they're saying to me is that financially, I'm feeling security coming to you, financial security. So I feel whatever it may be now, whether it was rough and it's getting better or it's still a little rough, I feel as though as you go into February, it's going to get better.
Okay.
And it's going to move forward, and anything that you've been trying to accomplish or you've been working on will start moving forward for you. This will be a good time for it. I want to go to more towards be willing to wait until middle of February, end of February, for things to really start moving for you.
Okay.
Try not to put too much nervous energy into it or worrying about too much about money, because it can interfere with it flowing. I don't know if you or somebody that's close to you is worrying too much about it.
Yeah, we both are.
And it could get in the way of it flowing. So try to relax and just know that it's going to get better.
Okay.
And it will. Long term, too, is also looking good. So you must be into something or starting something or working on something that's going to be around for a while and take care of you and move forward and expand.
Well, I just went back driving truck again.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, the first of the year.
Okay. It's gonna pick up and go better for you, I believe. I think it's going to get better.
Okay.
Is it a different job, different company, or?
It's a different company. I was with them before.
I see. You may find it being more agreeable to for you.
Okay.
Or there was either some changes or there's going to be some changes, and I think it's going to be in your favor.
Okay.
Because I was hearing circumstances were changed. Circumstances have changed, and it altered the situation, and it's going to be beneficial to you. Okay? So hang in there and stick with it.
Okay.
Okay, because I feel like it's going to be compatible and to your liking, and it's going to be good for you.
Okay,
Chad?
Okay.
Okay, and I'll give you some numbers. I got an 8 and a 14 and 4.
All right.
Okay, and thank you for calling the show.
Thank you, Mike. Have a good day.
Thank you. Tell your friends about us. Thank you, Chad. Welcome to, oh boy, I'm glad I got the day off. Things are running well. Looks like we got through the techie problems here, and we've got a steady broadcasting going on. I am here every Sunday. It's going to be 2 hours, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, nonstop readings. I would like to experiment with some guest interviews and a few things, so we'll keep you posted there. Caller, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi.
Is this Michael?
Yeah. How you doing?
Good. How are you? I can barely hear you.
How's this? Is it any better?
Well, you sound like you're a million miles away.
Oh.
Can you hear me okay?
You're loud and clear. Maybe this connection might be off a little.
Okay. I can hear you, so we can see how it... My name is Jackie.
Good, Jackie. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to finally get to talk to you in person. Well, on the radio.
One-on-one, anyway.
Yeah.
Are you a regular listener, or you heard about me in chat, or?
I'm a member of your site.
Oh, good. Very good.
Yeah.
And we never spoke before.
Yes, we have.
Oh, we have?
In chat rooms.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. What name do you use?
I'm Skylar.
Skylar, okay.
You have so many members, so I'm sure it's hard to pinpoint.
It jumps out at me. I do have a lot of skies. You know how it is in the chat.
Oh, yeah. A lot of similar names.
Yep, but your name jumps out at me because I remember when we did the crossover, going from Yahoo into my domain.
Right. Congratulations on all your endeavors you have going on. I wish you all the best.
Thank you, Jackie. I appreciate it. We're trying so hard to keep it going, and everybody's busy, and we have our hands full. And little by little, we get this done, we get that done, and before you know it, we'll be okay.
Takes time.
Okay, and I'm so deeply rooted in Yahoo, it was like going into the witness protection plan.
Oh, exactly.
I was just taking everything that ever knew me or ever connected with me and trying to disconnect from it and reconnect in another realm, so it was pretty interesting.
Right. I'm going to see if I can bump up my volume a little bit.
Okay, try that. It may be in the connection because the owner of the station is on a little bit of a vacation and we were having some problems, so it might be in the connection, but I'm not sure.
Okay. We'll see if that works.
How's that? Any better?
Some little bit louder.
Not too much, but...
If I get any closer to the mic, it'll be on my tonsils.
Oh, I can... No problem.
Okay. Okay, Jackie. With you, I'm going right to money, too. It looks like it's a money day here.
Oh.
Yeah, I feel as though I'm going to spend, like, the next month anyway active financially or dealing with financial issues. I feel like, let's see here. I'm getting news delivered to me about money. I don't know if you're waiting for a loan or a grant or where you got something going, a sale of some kind or negotiating, but...
Negotiations. I have a couple job prospects. I'm employed, but I have a couple job prospects.
Oh, okay. That was going to be the next thing I was going to go to.
Okay.
That if you were looking or switching anything in the work world, it would be active and positive and interesting also.
Okay.
And I was getting the feeling like there was either looking for getting a new job or switching jobs, so you're validating that.
Yeah, a lot of struggles in the current one, I guess.
Yeah. I feel like I'm being contacted about work and money.
Okay.
I feel like you've got some things out there that are going to come through and they're going to follow through and contact you. And probably by the middle of February, end of February, within the next 30 days anyway.
Fantastic.
Okay. And
that
it's going to be
great.
It's going to be connected to business and work. So I'm feeling like it's definitely a job. I feel like it's going to be a step up, a promotion, a raise, better than what you got.
Okay, so still in the same one, but a promotion?
Yeah, well, not necessarily. It'll have the promotion of atmosphere.
Okay.
Like you're making more money and more benefits.
Okay.
Like, I'm changing jobs, but for the better.
Oh, well, I understand totally now.
Okay, you're moving up. Now, this don't rule out a promotion where you are. That can happen, too.
That's in the works, too.
Oh, that's in the
works. Got a couple irons in there.
You're surrounded with it. You got step-ups financially.
Great.
And raises and promotions. And whether it's where you are now or where you're going is going to feel like a promotion or an increase.
Great.
Okay. And for some reason, they want to say something for the child. I don't know if there's a younger person or a children or a child that's having problems or issues or something going on. And that's going to go through for them. It's going to work out. And a lot of people are going to be proud of this person. So I don't know if you're related to this or understand what I'm saying.
I've had some children connections within the family, so... Okay. There's a couple that I'm automatically thinking of when you said that.
Okay. I feel like this child does something to make everybody proud of him or works out some issues that might be going on with him.
Okay.
So, or if there's a drama or some heartache even or something wrong, there's a turnaround and it turns into a blessing and things go well for him.
Great.
So, if it does, you'll hear about it, and just know that it's going to work out, and he'll be okay.
Okay.
It's just a message that they want to deliver.
Great.
Okay. Is there any younger adults that are in the military, overseas, or?
I had one, Michael, that was. And that would have been, around 3. In that area 3 years ago, but he's since been out.
Oh.
But he is kind of connected with the government still.
Oh, okay. Well, that was a while ago. If you were real close to him, I would be able to...
He is my nephew.
Right. Could this be dad or grandfather?
I'm sorry, what?
Could this be somebody that crossed coming through that was connected to military?
Oh.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Grandfather.
There's something special about his military, or he would know it was him, you would know who it was coming through?
Okay.
Watching over you. I don't know.
Grandfather.
But he's used the military to come through.
He was in one of the world wars. I'm terrible on knowing which one.
Okay. Huh. You must have knew him by it, or it must be a memory. Maybe.
It's interesting that you say that because there's been a couple connections lately with him that I've had on a personal level.
With him?
Huh?
With him?
With him?
What did you just say to me?
I said, if it is my grandfather that has crossed over, it's interesting, and I'm thinking that line because I've had some connections lately with him. He's been close by to me, if you know what I mean.
Oh, he's been communicating to you?
Yes. I'm sorry.
He's looking at me and he's saying, why do you think I'm coming through now? He's shaking his head. He's shaking his head. It's like, oh, boy, where'd you get this guy? They have fun with me sometimes.
I'm
the
sure.
Ideal channel. I'm probably like the last person you would see channeling. But I do well at it. That just flew off the shelf by itself.
I wondered what I just heard.
Something just like up in the air and fell on the floor.
Okay.
He must have been. I think this was your grandfather.
Okay. Does he want to give a name or anything?
Very strong. Very strong with this man.
Yeah. Yes, very much so.
Yeah. Well, anyway, he's saying yes, this is him. He has been trying to get through.
Okay.
And he's giving you guidance, and he's coming through in many different ways. I'm feeling dream state around the house.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you feel like he might be in back of you. Or,
yeah.
And it is him, and he's giving guidance,
And I'm just not listening.
It's almost like he chose to be a guide or to relay information, and now he's just happy that you're aware of this now. You're aware
that
it was
him. I'm
glad
he's around. I didn't know him, Michael. He passed before, I was tiny.
Yeah.
And this was something I've always wanted when I started.
Yeah. His main concern now is that you know it's him that was coming through in your experiences.
Okay.
And that, and he'll continue. Okay, let me move past that. Okay, now, all right, I don't know if this is him or... Oh, he passed a while ago, I imagine, right?
Yes.
Okay, did you have some of his stuff, or was there an inheritance?
The only thing of his that we would have, my grandfather has his medals, I think.
Oh.
Some of his medals. Mm. And I think there's something else that's connected with the military.
I don't know.
Like his draft papers or whatever it was then.
I don't know why he's concerned with this, but... is there another inheritance that's in the works or being worked on now? Or?
No. There's no more to go through.
This could be with somebody else, though, in your family.
Unless he's pinpointing my father, but he, my father is here.
Yeah, he didn't cross yet.
No. I'm not sure. I know my mom. It's my mother's father. My mother's here also, and I think she has some, she might have some, just a little bit.
Okay, I'm getting a feeling like there's going to be an issue with money, and there's going to be a lot of people involved.
Okay.
And it's going to get a little aggravating and confusing. Everybody wants to do it their way. Now,
and there's going to be issues at what?
Issues
at your funeral?
Money. No, not connected to it. That doesn't necessarily have to be a funeral or an inheritance. Just an issue with money.
Okay.
Okay. Did you say there was a settlement coming? Or
no.
You. What about a loan or a grant? I feel like there's something up in the air money-wise. And there's other people involved with it.
Not to my knowledge.
Okay, well, anyway, if you do get into a situation involving money, be between now and the end of February, try to keep the people involved as little as possible. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
Play close to your purse strings, I guess you would say, or the less people involved, the better.
Okay.
Because I feel like there might be money and then an issue with a few other people wanting to do it this way or that way, or you know what I mean?
Okay.
So it might come to light down the road.
Yeah.
Between
now I'm writing it down, so
Yeah, something with the family, or I mean, it could be a loan or a grant, or I'm not quite sure how it is, but just remember that you do it the way you want to do it, and try to keep. Because I feel like I'm being drained by other people telling me what to do with money or a certain situation involving money.
Okay.
So you're probably just going to have to deal with it the best way you can. Do it the way you want to do it.
Okay. The only thing that...
Other than that, everything else looks good. I got some numbers for you. I got 11 and a 6.
11 and a 6?
11 and a 6 and a 5. Okay. And I wouldn't doubt if within 2 weeks you're getting news on your promotion and... another job offer is coming through.
Okay.
Things that you have initiated already and they'll be coming through. I wouldn't doubt if it was like within the next 2 weeks even. So be alert and be open to any offers coming your way.
Okay, will do.
Okay.
Well, I appreciate it so much.
All right, I hope I helped you and connected to what you wanted to hear.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
That'd be great. Thank you so much, Michael.
Okay, good
luck. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Tell your friends about us. Okay, everybody, if you'd like to, go to my website and sign my guest book. Say, hi, Mike, what's up? www.michaelgoger.com. A lot of interesting things there. There's a message board that you can communicate to me with, and there's also a link that says Michael's Group. You click that, and you'll get on my mailing list. So join my mailing list. We are also continuing with Pal Talk Chat. I'll be in there probably Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday early evening in my Pal Talk room doing just what I'm doing now. Top 3 psychic readings.
We are also
Hello, caller.
Continuing with Pal.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
It's good to be a part of it.
Don, holy moly, the boss is here.
I'm in Washington, of course.
I know, I was
here. Yeah, so I thought I'd call in. I've been listening to the program. I absolutely love you, Michael.
How does it sound?
It's, you know, you're probably the most gifted psychic I've ever met.
Thank you, I love that. On air, you're saying that, too.
That's the truth. I mean, I've heard a lot of them.
Good. What about
you're so accurate, when you get a point, you just keep nailing and nailing it.
I try. You know, I'm hearing something and I'm feeling something. I'm trying to listen and feel at the same time.
Yeah, it's not easy, is it?
No, and there's a lot of things that go on inside me that I'm not sure about yet, and I'm exploring myself. But say I go to you and they want to talk about your mom. They'll send me a picture of my mom. So I know right away I'm going to your mom. You know?
Right.
So, and that's what goes on inside me.
Yep.
And so it's an interesting process, and I love doing it, and I love you and BBS Radio.
Well, we love you, Mike.
All right,
absolutely.
Buddy. When are you coming back?
Glad everything's back up and running while I'm away for another day.
Okay.
But I'll be back Tuesday morning, of course.
Okay, good. I'm looking forward to you coming back.
I am too.
I'm glad I met Michelle.
You know Michelle,
lovely lady.
She's works with us now at BBS, and she's tremendous. I mean, you want to know a heart? A lot of heart, a lot of love.
She's tough,
soft-spoken, very pleasant,
very
and,
professional.
Just, as everyone gets to know her, they're going to love her like we do.
And very professional. She would not let this show go down. I kept saying, "Let's
she's
cancel."
She's terrific.
I must have said her
right.
10 times. Let's cancel. And she said, no, let's keep trying.
Absolutely.
And I was like, I don't know, because I got to hang on to this energy, too. And I said, well, I'm pretty sure I can hang on, so let's just keep trying. And
what amazes me is that system is not simple.
No, I can
imagine. Quite complex.
I can imagine.
And she's got it down now, so that's amazing. Because we've had a few people, as you know, in the past who've tried to do it and couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I've had four people trying to run that equipment, and all of them failed.
Good.
Except for Michelle.
She's doing an excellent job, and I'm proud of her.
You're doing an excellent job, my friend.
Thank you, Don.
I love you. I love having 2 hours of Michael Koger on PBS Radio.
I can't wait for next week, and anybody can have a radio show, right, Don?
Anybody and everybody can have a radio show, because the media is not for these, I won't put a name to them anymore. But it's for everybody. Anybody can get on the air. Just think of us as the people's PC when it comes to radio.
It's fantastic.
If you want to be on the air, we'll put you on the air. There's a small slot fee, but
you can have your own
it's
show.
It's cheaper than most, and we give you more than most.
And they can have a co-host.
Exactly. Have a co-host.
Yep. Prices are reasonable, all done from the telephone.
That's right.
All they got to do
is sell, land, whatever they want.
Yep. Voice. All they got to do is email you.
That's right.
Don@bbsradio.com.
Don at BBS Radio.
Okay, and I'll be talking about more about BBS Radio and Pal Talk Chat Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Fabulous. Well, I can't wait to get the Pal Talk Chat rolling. That's going to be fun. We'll have that running when we're back.
Yep, that'll be nice. We'll have our own BBS Radio. We'll have their own Pal Talk Green Room, voice, live chat. I'll be doing my shows in there.
I'm going to let you close.
Okay.
But, I don't know what time it is. Must be close.
It's close, and I got to get used to saying goodbye early.
Mike.
Okay,
I love you.
Thank you, buddy.
And to all the BBS listeners, we love you.
And tell your friends about us.
Absolutely. Mike, I'll let you go. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Don. Take care, and God bless. Okay, everybody, that was the owner of BBS Radio, Don Newsom. Wonderful man. He does a great job. And the lady we were talking about was his technician, Michelle, and she would not let this show die. So I kept saying, I don't think it's going to happen. I want to cancel. And she said no, and we did all right. We got like an hour and a half, anyway, of steady broadcasting. And remember, I'm doing private sessions. Email me, michaelg@michaelgoga.com. I'm running a special, $15 for a half hour. You can't beat it. All you got to do is email me. And I will be in Pal Talk Chat Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, early evening, Eastern Standard Time. All you got to do is pay attention to my email. Get on my mailing list. The link is right on the front page of my website, michaelgoga.com. Click my group and you'll be on my mailing list. I'll see everybody next week. I love yous. God bless. 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. every Sunday. I'll see you next week. Take care and blessings.